What's up, nerds and nerdettes, mostly nerds and weirdos too. It is the San Diego Comic-Con review. It is back, and this is part one of things from preview night and stuff that is being announced as we speak here on Thursday, the 21st of July, the best month of all of them. So I will preface this by saying that I keep a folder on my computer, yes, an actual desktop computer, that has images I've found over the internet. And one of my favorite things I used to love to do is sit at my computer and keep hitting refresh so I could be the first to see the newest creations and things they put on display at San Diego Comic-Con. And we haven't had one since 2020 in person. The last 2 years have been canceled. So this is a treat now that we're in 2022 and it's finally back. And as I'm going through my folder, I'm realizing there's a lot of things that either didn't come out or that I was excited about and things changed. So I'm going to go through these pictures real quick. One of the first things I notice is exclusives, obviously. That's always the biggest one that everybody complains about, is whether or not they're available or not. I never was able to get the Slim Jim Macho, and Fully Posable helped me out with that one. I was never able to get the Sergeant Slaughter San Diego Comic-Con, and Al Dave hooked me up with that one last year. I was able to get the Mr. T one, and I bought two just in case, and that one ended up not worth squat. And I'm hoping this year to get No Holds Barred. We'll see how that goes. This is one, though. Mikey is the Cowabunga Funko Surfer is one that I really wanted. And for one reason or another, it was just scarce, sold out in 10 minutes, and it was gone. So this is from days past. They've also shown at the 2021 they were doing customs almost of the 5.5 Vintage Masters before Origins really sort of hit. They had been teasing, I think, Masters of the WWE Universe at the time. So these were just sort of bootlegs, and they showed Slime Pit, He-Man, also dolls for Monster High of Evil Lynn and Tila. There was also that doll of Macho Man and Elizabeth that never came out. It was like a Barbie version. I'd also saved pictures of some Transformers. I can't think of these guys' names. I'm so overwhelmed with everything I'm seeing. I didn't get the Jetfire. I did get the Omega Supreme and the Springer. This was sort of the last of the Titans before they started getting obscure and doing all the Beast Wars stuff. And then there was a weird sort of hidden release that someone had found. Said do not distribute, and it was of what everybody was calling Ular, and it would become the Masterverse version of Savage He-Man or the Barbarian He-Man, and it was sitting in a Wind Raider. So at the time we didn't know Wind Raider was coming out, and Amazon had posted a leaked image of what we were calling Ular, and then now it's on clearance with Orko at Target. I saved images of Super 7's reaction figures. Loved them, but once they price hiked to $17.99, I just couldn't do it, even though they were great. I loved the Transformer line, but not enough of them went on clearance for me to get a full set, and so that nixed that idea. I also saved a picture of Walgreens. Looks like Wolfsbane or a native X-Factor type character, and she has a werewolf head and a native head, and then sort of, I guess, somebody else with psychic eyes. Never saw that. Probably came out. I saved the image of the Bone Throne from Snake Mountain, and, you know, there was no way I was ever going to pay $700 for Snake Mountain, but wait, something's coming out that I may have to pay close to. Masked Republic showed off a lot of things at the 2021, like little kid robot-style super deformed wrestlers. I don't even know if those came out. They were blind-packed. They showed also some basic style figures of the Lucha Brothers and Taya Valkyrie, and, you know, that's the problem with these. They're just now coming out, and it's been 2 years. I realize we went through a pandemic, but at some point it doesn't seem prudent to me to show production art or even prototype figures if they're not on the way within 6 months or less. I mean, when you announce it and you show it, to me, you should show the pre-order that night. I was also excited about the deluxe Batman set. There was a 5.5, or I guess 5-point articulated Kenner-style set that was coming out. I forget who made this, but it came with the cardboard Batcave, a realistic Batman, Batmobile, swappable heads, and it was from the 66 Batman. Unfortunately, I bought this. This was at the comic shop, and this is the one that I bought. Realized I had no interest in Batman. I just wanted it because it was a complete set of things, and I had nowhere to set it up. I mean, I do now that I've sold a lot of my things, but for the most part, this was just it was a wash for me. I returned it, got a lot of store credit for it. The Toon Adventures from Nika are really cool. I still haven't bought the Wild Stallions one, but I did end up getting most of the Horror and Ace Ventura, and there's a lot more coming out now that I'll talk about here in a minute, and I'm excited for those. The Cloth Ultimate things from Nika, I bought the Ghost Face, and it was way taller than the rest of the plastic Ultimates. So I returned it. I thought they were all going to be in scale, but I guess the clothing line are 8-inch scale, sort of Mego style. I didn't know that, so I passed on that, and they live. And the 2021, they were also talking about Hellraiser, Annabelle, It, Scream. All of those were coming out. Also, quarter three was supposed to be the release of Super Shredder, and they showed it on this really cool diorama of broken beams, and that's another complaint I have about Comic-Con is you see these things and you want the diorama and the setup more than you do the figure. I suppose I could make this. It ended up coming with a photocopy paper you could put behind your figures if you really wanted to, but then they made it glossy, so every picture you saw glossy paper behind it. If I don't know why people can't make these matte so that they don't show up glossy, but you know, it is what it is. But that Super 7 Shredder figure was pretty awesome. I did get a hold of that. Again, with the Toka and Reza, absolutely amazing. I did that pre-order so freaking fast. It was ridiculous. Best set I've ever seen on any figure line is the amount of detail, the heaviness, everything. Just that was the absolute best. The movie Toka and Reza was just amazing. But again, the background shows their junkyard containment barn, and it never came out and was just a glossy print off on the back of the card. Again, DIY people can 3D print stuff and make their own, but it's kind of, I don't know, it looks so good. I think they could make a lot of money on these dioramas as well. And again, I was super excited. I don't even know if most of these came out, but the Reaction Universal Monsters from Monsterpalooza that they were showing, it had like The Creature Walks Among Us, Werewolf from London, Son of Frankenstein. There's a place locally called Nightmare Toys that sells these brand new. They're a Super 7 dealer here in Vegas. And, you know, it's just too expensive. I love them, but even them and Big Bang Toys will do, I think it's like a 5 for 60 kind of deal or 5 for 70, however it works out. They basically give you like one for free or one half off. It's still really not that great. They revealed the Andre the Giant Reaction figure, which again is cool idea, but it doesn't really go with anything, so I'm not sure that's something I'd want to get. And the Ninja Turtle ones, I was so torn on these because I love Turbo Pork. He does amazing artwork. He did all the art for the card backs on these, and again, I just couldn't bring myself to spend that much money, as cool as they looked. And then the Munsters, almost pulled the plug or pulled the trigger on these and got the Munsters Reaction figures. They had Grandpa, Lily, and Herman. But now here it is, 3 years later, they did come out, but they never came out with Eddie or any of the other side characters. And now that they're doing the Netflix Rob Zombie movie, I doubt that they're going to do any more than that. So the classic characters might as well be dead from here on out. Again, Thundercats Reaction figures look great. Not getting them. Now, this is one thing that's a touchy subject for me is Super 7. I started ranting on that when I waited a year and a half for Conan to come out. And when they sent it to me, it ended up looking like drugged out Peter Steele from Typo Negative. I stopped buying things because the hand-painted prototypes always looked way better, which again is why I started my own sort of company of making hand-painted resin cast prototype style figures so that everybody would get the figure as it looked on the shelf as they would present it. And a lot of people are now doing their official release versions of those things and complaining that the cards are falling off or the paint isn't quite standard across all of them. But, you know, I guess the Undead Pirate guy did a better job of them, and good for them. But, again, way too expensive for what they are. Yeah, it is what it is. Enough on that. But these Thundercats Ultimates looked amazing. Slythe was huge for the money at still $55. Now they're charging $75 for the bulky figures and some scratch-ass major wrestling something people. That's $75 per their figure. Fuck no. There's absolutely no way. Chitara looked great, but they sent her back through production 3 or 4 times to widen the hips and change the sexuality so that it's not so overtly curvy. And now it just looks dumb. And secondary stores and collectible shops have these things now, and they're not good. They don't look great in hand, but the productions look awesome. And I wanted to have a single complete line of Thundercats, and it's never happened. So what I've done is I've saved the Savage World Funko ones, which are actually going for a pretty penny now, but I haven't sold those yet, and I've been downloading the files off of Cults 3D for the vintage figures and just super deforming the legs so that they're Motu style as well. We'll see how that works out. Again, this is something I was super excited about. Super 7 dropped the ball. These New Japan figures looked amazing on the prototypes with the accessories and the amount of colors. This is nothing I will ever do because of the amount of detail. I want a Hiroshi Tanahashi so bad it's ridiculous, but I'm there's no way I'm going to paint all that detail or make the decals for it. And then when these figures actually came out, they were terrible. They were absolutely terrible. They had skin wash tone that wasn't consistent through the parts. The arms would be a different shade than the head. Everyone looked like they had bronzer on their face. Just not a good quality product. Same with the Ultimates Andre the Giant. It sort of looked like George Costanza on the shelf at Comic-Con. But when we actually started getting these things, of which I did not get, the likeness is gone. Nobody has done a good Andre from what I have seen. So, yeah. Now, this year is 2022, and it's back. And you know what? I'm actually pretty excited about this. So I'm going to take a water break, a deep breath, think about some stuff, and I'm going to come right back at you. All right, so before we get into the live panel now that's happening as we speak, or as I speak, for the WWE and Mattel panel, I saw the first previews, and we'll get to that, but we'll go through the pictures I've saved already, but from preview night and today. There's a pre-order now for a Raw 3-pack. I guess they come with the letters, and it's Green Razor Ramon, Undertaker with hair in his face. It looks like they're using the Drew McIntyre hair, and then the 1-2-3 Kid with the lightning bolt on his chest and the money. I don't remember if that was like one of those things where if he beat Razor, he got $10,000 or something like that. But it's a cool set, but I have most of those figures anyway. Doesn't really seem necessary to buy again. And these are all going to be hodgepodge because I've saved them from different websites, so I'm sorry that they're not in order. Masterverse of the Netflix version of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I didn't like the woke parts of it, but some of their classic reinterpretations of the characters ended up pretty cool, and I did get some of those, like Fisto and Beastman, and now some of the Barbarian stuff. I guess they're going to include Sunman now. Pigman looks great. The Manny Faces looks pretty great. Stratos looks absolutely terrible. He has a gas mask attached to his crotch and 2 left feet. I'm not kidding. Go look at that on Toy Arc. I should mention this too. I follow toyarc.com, the Toy Shiz on Instagram, Preternia and Statoverse on Twitter, and that is it. Everyone else is just retweeting the same pictures. These guys take their own pictures, or they're sort of a conglomerate all-in-one from everyone sort of thing. And I guess Ringside, I do follow them. But yeah, there's no need to follow every single influencer and have them continually retweet the exact same pictures. Looks like we're also getting Shadow Weaver, and she's honestly kind of oddly busty and sexualized compared to what they did with Chitara a couple of years ago. Sorceress, they took her out of the bikini and gave her sort of a double slit dress, and then they gave super buff China version of the trans looking Evil Lyn quite the outfit there. And you know what, it's not too bad, but kind of scary. Kind of glad I didn't get that Action Force Sergeant Slaughter, because the Classifieds version looks exactly like the cartoon. I had been saving Sergeant Slaughter wrestling figures to go with those, and now I don't feel the need to do that because this looks exactly like it should have been from the cartoon. Mattel is showing an Elite Vader. I don't know the accessories that come with it or why we have the exact same Vader again. This looks like it's a molded on mask this time, and the face sculpt is a lot better. I honestly do believe that they're watching Tom Vege or Cochran or a lot of these head gimmicks, people like that, that are producing third-party heads and likenesses, and they're sort of copying that because he's got the weird curved Elvis lip thing that Vader does. They're also showing the Silver Boots Ultimate Warrior from the 1990 Survivor Series, also a suited DX Rick Rude, which a lot of us had already made from third-party heads, but this head suspiciously doesn't look like Rick Rude at all. It actually kind of looks like an older AJ Styles, and I just don't like that head for the Ultimate Warrior with that sort of slick back hair that he had in one of them with the white belt and the green and black trunks. It's a very odd sculpt. However, the Ultimates Edition, where they finally put the fringe on the shoulders of the WrestleMania 7 retirement match Ultimate Warrior, looks phenomenal. This is one I'll definitely be picking up, even though I remember most of the tassels being pink and green, and they're doing them in blue and yellow. Whatever it is, what it is. But this face looks amazing. The attention to detail is phenomenal, and the unmasked sweaty head face is cool. I don't know, I might want to paint that into something else. So glad they're coming out with this Revelations Jake the Snake again from that elusive wave of wrestling figures with the Harley Race. That's the only one I wanted. I had a Harley Race, and I like the cloth cape from Classic Superstars better. So this yellow snake version is just, it's perfect. Glad that's coming out. I believe they're also doing an Undertaker, a Rock, a Bam Bam. Not sure if it's going to be the one with the flames or not, with the flame removable entrance gear. And then Rikishi, I believe. Also looks like Jada Toys is going to be doing some more cartoon character stuff. These are the things that are in the electronic sections of Walmart. I'll probably pick up the Cheetos, Chester the Cheetah. And then it looks like they're going to do some Mega Man stuff. I'm going to wait on those. I would love a full set of Mega Man toys with all the characters if they would do it by game. So give me all 6 from the first one, all 8 from the next one, all 12 from, 4, and so on. I'm tired of having 2, 3, and 4 of these things. They lose the license, and then, I got to wait till someone else tries again, and then they start over again with Mega Man. In a broad picture of everything that they're revealing in the preview night from Mattel, they're showing the Legend series that's out. Also, the very next one that'll have Bradshaw, Farouk, Molly Holly, and Rey Mysterio. I don't know how they did it. They've always told everyone that they weren't able to do the Acolytes with the pentagrams because of its religious markings. Now, supposedly, they can. I don't know if they changed it or made up symbols, but it looks like the pentagrams and the symbols they had on their chest. Looks accurate enough for me. It's the version I've always wanted. I made customs of them because I knew they were never going to do it, and then here we are. We got it. They also show the clearance figures, the shelf warmers of Edge, Mean Mark Callis, and China. Suspicious by his absence, I guess, is the Road Dog or the X-Pac from that wave. Then above it, they've got something curious. Ken Shamrock in blue and green. One of them will be the Chase. A re-release of the, I believe it's the Ringside exclusive Shawn Michaels, but they changed it from the red and black and white tights to just the black and white tiger stripes tights. But then they're throwing in AJ Styles, whoever the fuck that is, from WCW. I mean, this is a deep, deep, deep cut. I guess I can understand that they can't do the TNA version, but they basically just shaved the digital beard off of the figure and made it look like Ted DiBiase Jr. And apparently everyone's going to go, oh my God, look at this. This is amazing. No idea who that is. Maybe he wrestled two matches in WCW. I have no idea. Dingo Warrior is a complete left field thing. I suppose now that kayfabe is dead, you can do things like Mean Mark Callis, but Dingo Warrior? Mustache Ultimate Warrior? And the face is dead on. I'm hoping that someday we get a Gary Hart again. If not, Tom Veg does a great head of that. You can get it through Warren Warsman, does a lot of the printing for those. But, yeah, where did that come from? Who in their right mind ever thought that they would get a Dingo Warrior? And this is one of those I'll probably buy, but where the fuck am I going to put it? Next to Bruiser Brody that I had to make, next to the upcoming Powerhouse line, I don't know. The rest of the figures they're showing, I have zero interest in the modern era. The Chunk of Dunk looks hot, but I'm still not going to buy her figure. The Hulk Hogan with the helmet, I guess it's another excuse to buy a Hulk Hogan with the fist helmet, the gladiator helmet, and then the license plate. But at this point, we've got enough Hogans, and he only had maybe one or two different variations. So this one may be passable, because I can't imagine spending $25 just to get the helmet, even though we're all probably going to do it. That exclusive, I ain't gotten so much money, it ain't even funny. Who's this guy? Cameron Grimes? I don't know, Bray Wyatt Jr., and that's not something I'm going to buy. The Ruthless Aggression, God, are we really to this era where they're re-releasing their own figures and the very end of the Classic Superstars line? Like, we all still have these. Now we're going to buy them again, just different articulation? It's a little suspect. Nika, oh boy. I love the Creature from the Black Lagoon and the Bela Lugosi, and again, I want one complete set of these things. I've got Frankenstein. I'm hopefully going to get the Wolfman and who's the other one that's out? The Mummy, the colorized versions at some point. So I will have all the classic Universal monsters. I don't need the black and white versions, but if I had them, they'd be cool. And then they're showing the Rob Zombie monsters. Herman in figure form looks more like original Herman, so I probably will get that, but I almost refuse to buy Lily Munster, because I don't need a Sherry Moon figure. I hope they do classic stuff at some point. Another Masterverse picture I saved. Jitsu looks pretty good. Some of these Barbarian versions of them look really good. Superstars, I was able to pre-order that. We've got Undertaker, Million Dollar Man, Papa Shango, the Purple Ultimate Warrior, and Mankind in their sort of Remco-style WWE Eternia. Walmart just put them up this morning. I was able to pre-order all of them. They have everything up except for the Click. So the Razor, Sean, and Kevin Nash are the only ones missing. And I hope to God that they don't freaking ruin this and end up canceling everybody's pre-orders like they have been doing. Because these look amazing. Masterverse is also going to be doing, I guess, New Adventures of He-Man. You know, I don't know about that. I might get it, but I had all these in Classics, and I just sold them, so I don't know why I'd be buying them again. I was lucky enough to get a Dr. Mindbender. Not sure why it's $50 with shipping, other than it's an oversized box with amazing packaging. But it is what it is. You know, it's the collecting world. Sunman, as if it wasn't clearance bait enough, they're going to take the flat top version of him, put him in a 3-pack with Space Sumo and Pighead, who I've already had pre-ordered, Pighead, mind you. They're going to put him in a three-pack with amazing artwork by Axel Jimenez. If you follow him on Instagram or Facebook, even, you'll just have to ignore his butthole shining pictures and workout videos, but he does post some great artwork. Yeah, I guess it's going to be a three-pack. No word if it's going to be exclusive somewhere, but these in the Masterverse, it's going to be one of those things I'll collect on clearance because they're all on clearance. So right before I started doing this, I had saved a couple of pictures, which would be the very first thing previewed in the Mattel panel. I'm sure they've got a bunch of others. I'm going to do a live one here in a second, a live review. They've done Earthquake and Typhoon and Ravishing Rick Rude. Rick Rude is in pink, doesn't appear to have any other accessories. It's the Canadian Earthquake with the blue, with the squiggle line Earthquake symbol on the front. And then it looks like when you take the outfit off of Typhoon, he's got his, well, I don't know what his gimmick was, where he was like the construction worker in just the black tights. They've also got The Rock with his $1 million half shirt. Macho Man in purple. It's not Macho King per se, but it is purple tights with yellow boots, so it technically could be. And he's got his purple entrance gear, as well as, oddly enough, a Mr. T in his A-Team gear. And when you put, I guess maybe it looks like there's going to be a variant on the Earthquake, because I just noticed there was blue boots before, and now he's got knee pads and his Natural Disasters outfit. Rick Rude on the back of the tights looks like he's got Ultimate Warrior on the pink, and on the front is the Intercontinental belt. And for some reason, the Typhoon looks like it's cloth. So maybe it's a variant of Earthquake with a, I don't, it doesn't look like cloth to me. It honestly looks like it's a molded torso. So it could be a new torso, which could be something telling for maybe a King Kong Bundy down the road, or maybe they could even use it for a tank top, anything. I mean, it could be Jim Neidhart, who knows. Mr. T, when you take his gear off, he's got almost Butch Reed outfit on. It's yellows and reds. The Rock is kind of unnecessary because we already had one in the Masterverse, or not Masterverse, the WWE Eternia. Switching gears to Jurassic World, the Dreadnoughtus is another Brontosaurus. I don't know if this one's bigger. I have the Diplodocus. I actually do have a dinosaur room, surprisingly enough. And this looks cool. I guess it's also different from the Brontosaurus that's in stores now. It's not like the T-Rex where they keep reselling the exact same one in different packaging. These do look like different necks, head sculpts, and paints. This is something that was upsetting, that was spoiled because it ruined probably their big reveal. Some dumbass went into the Nika booth and put their camera as low as they could to get underneath the black tarp because they just couldn't wait fucking 8 hours and to be the very first one to ruin it for everyone on Twitter. But Nika is coming out with dinosaurs, not the mama, if we all remember that show. These things look huge. They look amazing. I don't know if they're big enough or popular enough in my mind for me to buy, but I'm happy for people that do like this. I'm kind of fine with the Happy Meal versions. But the Toon Terrors, man, they're really knocking these out of the park. The Hocus Pocus looks amazing, especially with their zombie friend. I guess there's going to be a three-pack and then the zombie separately. But then they've also got Teen Wolf. These are fun. I like these, and they're cheaper. Again, the Bela Lugosi looks great. Saved pictures. Okay, so Nika is also showing an abundance of Mirage Ninja Turtles, which are cool, and comic Ninja Turtles. So now there's some beefier versions. I don't know if they're modern IDW, but that Triceraton looks amazing. But people seem to be glossing over this. This is huge news for me, and I love it. They have the license for Turtles Adventures now, the Archie comics. And they've got Slash, Manta Ray, the Jaguar, and the Werewolf from the first couple of issues. They look phenomenal. I'm definitely getting these things. Absolutely great. Not a big Mirage fan, but Turtles Adventures, heck yeah. As long as they don't cheap out and do an all-black Raph, because for some reason they painted Raph all black for like 15 issues. I don't know why. But they look great. I'm a little worried about CamoCon because I haven't been able to get a single Mattel Creations exclusive figure when it comes to single pack Masters of the Universe. I didn't get that tug rope guy, the Wundar, the guy, I missed one that I didn't even know they were going to be doing, and then the Triclops. Now they're going to do CamoCon. They don't even have a Cobra Con in the line, and it looks like he's got an opening to spit, so this might be the water version. I don't know. We'll see. I'm supposed to have Stout Spout and Leech show up here any minute today or tomorrow. You know how FedEx is. They give you a projected timeline and then deliver it whenever the hell they want. But here's the big news. They're making an Eternia. How many of us have always wanted either Eternia or the aircraft carrier from G.I. Joe? And now this thing looks almost dead on to the original one. I don't know if they just remolded the original or if this is a new sculpt. It looks dead on, and they're setting up scenes for the Ultimate Battleground. God, you know, when Grayskull came out, it was half of this, and it was $89. Some people were having it up for $125, but when it showed up in Walmarts and Targets, it went to $89, then to $79, then it went to clearance. I'm not going to wait for clearance. I'll support this. I'm hoping it's not a Mattel Creations exclusive. I'm going to guess, realistically, it should be $150 to $200, but I bet you anything they're going to try and squeeze $300 and $400. If it's any more than that, it's going to be absolutely laughable, and I might as well just get some vintage parts and make my own. Tomorrow, Friday the 22nd, is going to be the day that hopefully we can get Rip and Zeus from the Mattel exclusive No Holds Barred. Really kind of, you know, again, I've talked about this one. I'm surprised they didn't do Prison Chainmail Zeus so that we're forced to buy another one later on down the road. They gave us the exact Zeus we wanted with the shoulder pads. So it is what it is. We're getting a four-pack of the He-Man Through the Ages, which is going to have a origin-style articulated filmation version of He-Man. I couldn't think of the word, man. I'm so flabbergasted, which isn't even a word, over all these reveals. It's hard to keep everything straight. But for the 40th anniversary, they're really pulling out all the stops. They've got vac metal, looks like vac metal weapons. They've got their own unique packaging. So there's an original one with Filmation He-Man. There's an NA He-Man in their packaging. There's a 2000X style He-Man with its packaging. And then, of course, the new Netflix cartoon CGI version of it. There's also a two-pack that has metal die-cast weapons of He-Man and Skeletor. It showed up originally at $35, and they quickly took it down and brought it back up at $80. Which is a funny thing, if you go to Mattel Creations right now, it shows the Hulk and Zeus for $50, even though it's going to be $70. So their websites are all kind of fucked up. I bet if somebody does some things, they could hack into the website and get leaked information. Not that I'm telling you to do that, but it'll probably happen. Again, they're showing the Sunman stuff. Kind of neat, but those were always bootlegs to me, and I'm kind of just going to wait until they show up as clearance, as all the Masterverse and these things tend to do. So on the Ultimate Battleground that they've set up, they've shown Rotan. I'm excited to get that. They've revealed Thunderpunch He-Man and Tongue Lashor. They've also got a Mechanek and a Road Ripper that they kind of snuck in there to see if people noticed. Also looks like maybe some custom Snake Men. I can't imagine they're going to have a build-your-own Snake Men pack, but there's like five or six different Snake Men that are painted in various part assemblies. I mean, some have clawful arms, some have snake arms, some have whiplash arms, some have the Cobra Khan head. It's all over the place, so I don't know what they're going to do with that. But they definitely look cool. But Rat Lore is snuck in there as well. They've also got, which is funny because I begrudgingly sold this. I didn't really want to, but it showed up anyway in the Origins line, which I kind of hoping it would, is the 2000 Snake Hunter He-Man. I loved the sort of gladiator outfit, and now it's coming to Origins. These Snake Men, though, are really curious, and I love them. And there's been a long-seated curse with Masters of the Universe that as soon as they start producing Snake Men, it's the end of the line. So if this is the end of the line and they're going to give us Eternia, and especially something that caters to the vintage people, I'm fine with that. But it looks like they've got King Hiss parts that are painted in a custom fashion. I see the underneath, like if you pull the armor off, I see the snake arms and the snake head that they're going to use. I see Rattler head, but it looks like they've really got these bootleg long neck, not even Rattler necks, like some kind of long necked version of a snake man. I've never seen that before. And then a Cobra head. I guess that isn't Cobra Con. It looks like this could be that offshoot. Maybe they're getting the license for other bootleg stuff. But this is cool. If you look at the packaging on the Origins beasts and vehicles, they have little hidden things in there. And one of the things we've been clamoring about are these sort of skeleton warriors with the, you know, they look like Scareglow skeleton warriors. Well, it looks like they've got army packs of these coming out, because not only do they have the 2000X Snake Armor Skeletor, they've got these seemingly glow-in-the-dark skeleton warrior army builders, and they show like, you know, five or six of these things. People were starting a rumor that there was a bearded He-Man, and that is not true. It's a shadow on the Thunder Punch He-Man, or I'm sorry, on the Battle Armor He-Man. So we've yet to see a King He-Man. It could happen. But speaking of kings, looks like we're getting King Booka. They've completely erased the fact that King Grayskull was a white guy with Sergeant Slaughter's jaw, and now it's King Booker T. There's no reason to get him in the Masterverse version because he's coming to Origins. So this I don't understand. They're even making the new Netflix version of these figures as Origins figures. So why would you buy the line if you only collect Origins? It's just odd to me. But that Netflix cartoon is coming out with some really cool stylized figures. The Evil Seed and the Moss Man look pretty damn cool. If I had kids, I'd push this show onto them and see if they dug it, because they're fun, they're cartoony, they're bulky figures, they're simple, they're easy to play with. I haven't started collecting them yet. I don't think I will, but they look great. This may even be Merman now that I look at it again. It might not be Evil Seed, because it's got a squid attachment to its arm with tentacles. It looked like vines, but now that I look closely, it's got sort of Merman's ears, or his Jeepers Creepers fanned ear things that he's got, and sort of a closed... I mean, this thing looks horrific. The Mega Construct stuff, I'm collecting the minifigures, but that Snake Mountain, you know what, I'd just rather use Origins if and when they decide to come out with that. Same with Castle Grayskull. You know, I don't really need Lego versions of it. They're cool and whatnot, but yeah, no thanks. Nika, really, really knocking it out of the park. These gargoyles, I mean, I love them so much, I even got Talog. I didn't even want Talog, and I got it in a trade the other day. And it looks like they're going to come out with a version of Damona when she was younger, maybe, and it comes with a baby where she's in her slave gear, or the slave tunic. That one seems to have come with the cape version of the wings that kind of fold over their shoulders. Brooklyn looks amazing. I had these figures, and I don't know why I sold them. I think it was when that time that I'd moved out with my ex, and I was losing my house, and I just started selling stuff off as fast as I could. But that Disney line of action figures that had all the gargoyles in it was perfect. There was nothing wrong with them. But now these Nika ones are way better. This is the adult collector version of these things. Definitely need this whole line. Broadway looks amazing. He's got his scary face from the intro, but then his sort of goofy fun face with some food. Brooklyn looks great. Tinier version, so I'm hoping he comes with some extra accessories or something, since it's such a smaller figure. They really should have put him in with the dog. I forget the dog's name. And then Hudson looks amazing. They all look great. But they're even going to do Xanatos and the armored Goliaths, the robots. So really the only one missing now is the girl. I forget her name. Elisa? I don't know. These Dungeons & Dragons figures look great. Never got into it. Never collected them. But absolutely, you know, wonderful looking figures. Alf, I'm super excited for. E.T. I'm mildly excited for. Gremlins look great, but again, you got to kind of pick and choose when you're spending $50 a pack on these things. So I might get the best version of E.T., probably the one with the speak and spell, not the drag queen version, because I don't even know that people are even going to realize that that was supposed to be a in disguise version of E.T., and everyone today is probably going to think it's drag queen. Same with the bride gremlin. I don't know. People are weird these days. And if you notice, Stranger Things actually sort of mimicked that when they put Elle in the blonde wig. So a little tidbit there. The speak and spell looks great. It actually does say that, so they got the license for that. Peanut butter candy doesn't look like they got the license for it to say Reese's. But all these figures just look wonderful. Now, this is the only thing I am curious by, and I'm kind of glad it is what it is. They're really digging deep into these on cartoon Ninja Turtles. I didn't buy the Crooked Ninja Turtle gang, and thankfully I found 3D prints of the individual characters online that I can print out, because it's way too expensive to spend $100 to get four guys in paper bag faces and a fat dude. I don't know who any of these other people are. They've got Bebop and Rocksteady in superhero outfits as robots, which has already been out that I've seen. They've got, I guess, Karai and some Bushido warrior, Bugman, Mona Lisa, some robot thingy. I mean, and then the Irma's boyfriend robot, the cop robot thing. The only thing I might get is the cartoon version of Toka and Reza. That's the only thing that's appealing. And I did get the pre-mutations pack of everyone, Bebop, Rocksteady, Splinter, and Baxter. That seemed like a necessary thing. So that's it for the pictures I've saved from preview night up until now. I'm going to peruse Twitter and see if something has come out from the panel, and we'll do a live review of... Oh my God, of course it's going to be Retros. Holy shit. All right, yeah, of course. So apparently they're doing NWO Retros. They've got Hulk Hogan. Looks like he's got new legs. This is exciting, but it also looks like he's got articulated legs. So a retro that will be able to do the leg drop. With as much of a hard-on as they've got for Hogan now, I can almost guarantee they're going to do a yellow and black version. Or, I'm sorry, a yellow and red version. And come out with another one so you can have another fifth classic Hasbro style retro. Curious that they have Outsiders and X-Pac in red and black. I think I remember more black and white, but hey, whatever. Kevin Nash is in the t-shirt. Scott Hall is in the cutoff shirt. X-Pac or Six is in the, I guess, another cutoff shirt. Hogan looks like he's got a ripped shirt. And I think the arms are the only thing that they've reused on that. It looks like 100% new legs and chest and head. So that's exciting. Looks like it's going to be a ringside exclusive retro pack as I'm looking at this. Wow, how nuts is that? Let me see if I can go... Yeah, let's go to ringside. I'm looking at Twitter on the desktop. Upcoming Mattel Cody Rhodes figure. Yeah, it's an ultimate version. You know what? We've got the AEW versions. Not super excited about that. More figures revealed. Looks like we are getting Double J Jeff Jarrett. It looks like with the articulation in the stomach that this is going to be an ultimate edition. And then another Rock, because why? Looks like, oh, wow, this is a good one. Looks like we're getting Macho King versus Dusty in his Royal Rumble gear. So sort of that where they fought. And then I think it was with Sapphire and Sherry or whatnot. So this is the outfit to go with the Sherry if you still have that. Dusty looks way better. Still has the splotch and the weird likeness. Macho has that terrible genius head that's all scrunched up. They need to get rid of some of those wrinkles. I tell you, it looks really weird. But these are Ultimate Editions. Looks like Macho has a new torso that he's using the John Cena movie torso that I just used for Scott Steiner, which I disagree with. I think that's a terrible version. What do we got here? Oh my God. So another Rock and another Rey Mysterio, but these are coming with belts. And this is really cool. An oversized Andre the Giant figure in his suit with the belt that Hogan held when he challenged him at WrestleMania 3. This is a really good looking Andre. The head looks dead on. Looks like he's got a breakaway chain for the necklace that he ripped off of Hogan. I'm pretty excited about that. More elites. These all come with a belt, so this must be like a belt collection. It's got Becky Lynch and John Cena, but now a Stunning Steve, and it looks like it's got the red TV title from WCW. That's pretty awesome. So Stunning Steve Austin with the neon sort of trunks, that'll be one to get. They really do seem to be focusing on WCW as of late. Who the fuck is this? Jamie Leek? Oh my God, it's Johnny Knoxville. Are you serious? The fuck would we need a Johnny Knoxville figure for? Some chick, no idea who that is. And of course they're going to do Mr. America Hulk Hogan. Well, I guess I don't need to make that elite. So yeah, wow, that's going to be pretty interesting. Tom did it better. That head looks terrible. Good Lord. What do we have here? Oh, it looks like we're getting a new Boogeyman. I don't know who this dude is with the electric guitar. Rick Boogs, something like that. I'll probably get that just for the guitar. Looks like an interesting character. Boogeyman, really detailed. It's got the staff, the arm stuff, the worms, a different head sculpt. It's about time we got a good Boogeyman. No interest in Bro. No interest in Queen Zelina Vega. Oh, that's funny. Farouk in his armor and sort of Skeletor gear. The Gladiator gear, that's pretty cool. I'll probably pick that one up. That's a very unique, odd figure. But again, all these things are most likely going to be freaking exclusives or the one legend in the pack. So, yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be able to get any of these because I never got or found Zodiac, which pissed me off. I saw the Goon, but who the fuck wants that? They're showing some modern people. Not really interested in that. Some basic tag teams, don't really care. Some more basics, looks like some giant. Some other people, I have no idea who these people are. Oh, Tommaso Ciampa's still wrestling? I had no idea that guy was still around. Ringside exclusive retros. Fuck me running, I knew they were going to do this. All right, more retros. So that other Mattel Creations pack is going to be Lex Luger in Patriot gear, Tugboat, Evil Doink, and Rhythm and Blues Greg Valentine. Boy, Chella must be rolling over in their undies, mate. That's got to be interesting because they've got the clothesline arm function. And I don't know that I like these realistic heads, but that's what they're doing. They've got a different head for Greg Valentine with the glasses, Doink, an Orange Series Doink. I guess what should have been the Orange Series Lex Luger, but it's Patriot Allied Lex Luger. And then the Tugboat, it does have the O-face, toot face. I don't know if they said it was going to have a reveal of the removable hat. The one I wanted to make was going to be a little different. I made one for myself, and I was going to make one for my club, but it's such a bulky, heavy figure, it would cost way too much, and I feel bad asking for anything like that. That looks like it's it for the panel, so I'm going to save some of these pictures, scour the internet, and then we will do a part two as Comic-Con continues. All right, looks like the panel finished, and unless they have more surprise reveals or something on the last day,
holy crap, Mattel really knocked it out of the park. I believe this is the first year as well that I've actually not had something, I'll say it in a nice way, that influenced something that was revealed today. Seems like going into hiding and doing my own thing in the underground for a year has worked. And I'm excited because now the Orange Card series of retros looks good. The NWO series looks good. Looks like we're also getting a Samoan SWAT team and a Paulie Dangerously. And that Andre looks great in the jacket. I guess there's a variant in his rock and wrestling colored jacket and pink shirt. But the Coliseum Ultimates, now this is going to be an interesting one. Terry Funk and Hulk Hogan in the red and white sort of mimicking their LJNs. And along with the LJN style Sergeant Slaughter that they did last year, I'm wondering how this line is going to come about and where. Lots of ringside exclusives, including the hand-shaking Mega Powers. Easily passable. Very cool for some people and figure photographers. But it's the same figures we've had over and over and over again with the same faces, no less, just with new skin tones. The handshake mod is pretty cool. And the cloak and cape, whatever, for Macho Man is cool. They're finally starting to include those in some of these things. For me, as it stands right now, I believe I'm going to stick with Retros and the Superstars line. And then I may get a few of the Elites, if I can find them, like Stunning Steve, Samoan SWAT Team, Mr. America, stuff like that. But again, the Legends stuff tend to be so difficult to find, I may not. And I've gotten rid of so many of them already, I don't know that they would fit in with what I have. So I'm sure there's plenty more panels to go. We'll see what's going on, and hopefully maybe we'll see some cool Marvel Legends or something else. But man, between Mattel and what Nika is showing off on Thursday already, man, I don't even know what to expect for Friday and Saturday. All right, so I'll pretty much leave it there. I had a few series of unfortunate incidents yet again. Today the AC blew and decided that the fans were going to bend downwards and melt in the 117-degree heat, clang against the side, rip off, and start basically a series of events that would be straight out of the movie Final Destination. Thank the gods it was contained in its unit, otherwise it would have flown off and decapitated somebody, but here we are, still good. So, for the rest of the reviews, as far as what I've seen, they just confirmed that Eternia is going to be crowdfunded. I don't know what sort of incentive they're going to have for that, but I imagine that now that I look at it, given the size of Castle Grayskull at $89, it's probably going to be thrice the price. And I have a feeling with incentives that they may put in there, such as the custom Snake Man or whatever else, that will be the stretch goals. I bet you it's going to be upwards of $500. In fact, even with today's pricing, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled $600 or $700 out of their ass and expected us to pay that. My cap is $200, and I will seriously consider it for $300. They also had some disappointing news after a very bum sale this morning where everybody's pissed off at Mattel. For once, I actually got in, was able to snag a couple of the Zeus and Hogan pack from No Holds Barred. Super stoked about that. That's really all I wanted from Comic-Con this year, and for once, I actually got it. So I got the Turtles, the Mindbender, and the pre-orders for the Superstars, the Remco-style wrestling figures, and the Zeus and Hogan, or Rip, from No Holds Barred. So, first year I got everything I wanted, ever. But everything else sold out, and it looks like a lot of people, unfortunately, didn't get what they wanted. And it's funny because the people that weren't getting them were the ones that usually get them all the time and are like, man, every single year I have great luck. And now it's like it's the exact opposite. It's almost as if, conspiracy theory warning, they looked at everybody that didn't win or didn't get something last year and gave them a shot first. Because some of the people that didn't get things today were also known scalpers. So my second No Holds Barred pack is going to Al Day. He had graciously hooked me up with the Sergeant Slaughter last year, the variant no less. Didn't ask for any extra money or anything, just knew I was bummed that I didn't get it, and he hooked me up, so I'm super happy about that. He was very bummed that he didn't get this, and again, this is a Zeus that everyone's going to want. It's not like some side character or something that'll make us buy a second one. This is the only one we're ever going to need, and he was pretty bummed about that, so I was happy to surprise him with that little thing, and it looked like a few of us have actually helped each other out, which I'm happy to see. I really am. As far as anything else that was revealed today, honestly, the biggest news is Vince McMahon's retiring. I mean, never in my lifetime would I ever thought I would see that. I thought the man would die before he handed the reins over to somebody else. And I guess pun intended on that one, the Roman Reigns. But yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen from now on. And rumors are running rampant. Everybody's, you know, posting dumb shit. And the internet rumor mill is going crazy. Tony Khan's posting dumber shit. So yeah, I'm not really sure what's going to happen with that. Mattel did reveal a lot for their CGI Netflix cartoon, some new characters, a new Castle Grayskull, which is going to be huge. Didn't get a price point, not really caring. I did just go to Target though, however, and I got a, for $2.99, I got their basic deluxe, whatever, size of He-Man and Skeletor. That's enough for me because, they had planned on doing this 4-pack exclusive to Mattel Creations, and I think I'm going to super pass on that because once I saw the box, I knew they were going to charge at least 50 more than they should. And then when I saw there was 4 individual boxes and a poster and a cue card and everything else on the inside, this 4-pack is going to be like $200. So it comes with New Adventures He-Man, the new CGI cartoon He-Man, the classic Filmation style, which Super 7 already gave us years ago, and 2000X, which I think is coming out in a singles pack anyway. They also had some despairing news that Grizzlore is going to be a Mattel Creations exclusive. Why on earth a core figure is going to do that is beyond me, because everyone has sold out in minutes. And most of us have never got any of those. I already bitched about that, so we'll move on. Cobra Con, the same thing. Power Con, I'm assuming we're going to see a lot more. They did reveal a Snake Men wave that has a... God, I don't even know who the guy's name is. It's like Tsunami, some Sun Man character. And then Snake Armor He-Man, surprisingly, didn't come with Eternia like I thought, and wasn't a part of incentives or Mattel Creations. So the main release to stores is going to be Tongue Lasher, Rat-Lore, and Snake Armor He-Man. And as far as the rest of them go, they previewed King Hiss, Snake Armor Skeletor, and then a bunch of wacky, weird, custom-looking Snake Men. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Mechanic is the only one they haven't touched upon. Same with King Grayskull. I mean, Booka T, King Booka. So maybe the next wave is going to be King Booka, Mechanic, the Snake, Skeletor, and whoever else the fuck I just mentioned. So, Transformers, super let down. They showed two more people for Minasaur. But once I found out the main truck for Minasaur is going to be $80. Hard pass. I had the third party one. It cost me like $230, and that I would expect because they don't have it in bulk. There's zero reason for anything below a leader class to be $80, and that leader class better be 15 fucking inches tall. And this is just a regular release just because it has a... No, that's way too expensive. I'm out on so many of these things. In fact, I'm noticing with all the wrestling figure releases, I'm on my last wave of collecting with that. This is the last wave of He-Man I'm ever going to collect. I should say series. They cannot possibly come up with, and you can hold me to this, they will never come up with another iteration that will get me to collect either of those two lines ever again. I'm going to finish this out. I'm 43 on Tuesday, and I'm going to call it a good day and be done with it. Maybe if they came out with Rubber Eraser figures again, I would collect some of those. But barring that, no, I'm done. I'm already collecting the Superstars line and a few of the Elites to make 90s WCW, and then classic rock and wrestling era WWF up until about the 91 era. I'm not doing this whole new generation thing because I don't want the Goon, Duke Drosy, any of this shit like that. I'll try my hardest to get the Samoan SWAT team because those look amazing, as do the Head Shrinkers. But I just, it's not that I can't afford it. It's that now that I'm selling everything, it just doesn't make sense to continually buy things, which is funny because everything I just sold, I get to buy back again. So I sold Snake Armor He-Man for, I think, $70, and now I get to buy it back for $15. Kind of sucks to be you. I just sold Rikishi for $45, $50, and now it's coming out in the Best Of Elite series. Sucks to be you. I'm buying the new one for cheaper. That's pretty much it. I didn't see anything. I was assuming McFarlane was going to do something. I mean, granted, we still have Saturday to go, and then Sunday's kind of a closing day. I can't imagine they're going to reveal much. But I expected maybe a few superpowers from McFarlane. I wanted to see a lot more from Marvel Legends, and both them and the Toon Turtles from Nika are just going so obscure. I actually am thanking them for that, that I don't need to be collecting that shit. I don't even know who those people are. That's pretty much it. I won't say it's a disappointing Comic Con. It was phenomenal to see these things. I won't say in person, but that people got to see in person, and that we got to see actual displays again. Very cool to see things. Kind of dumbass to see people in masks again, but whatever, to each their own. But I think between Retros, Superstars, which will be my main collection, and a smattering of Elites here and there, as well as Marvel 3.75. I thought they were going to reveal some of those, and they didn't. They might still tomorrow, who knows. And then as far as He-Man, I guess Origins and a few Barbarian-style, Classics-style Masterverse figures I may get. But see, I just sold the rest of my Barbarian stuff. I was keeping Demo Man, Drago Man, or Drago, Vicor, all of those, just so I could have like a Barbarian Savage version of Masters of the Universe. And I sold them all because they didn't go with anything, and I only had like five or six left, so I was like, fuck it. And then I forgot I had been collecting Masterverse to fit in with the few I was going to keep. So now I'm stuck with Masterverse figures that I didn't really want in the first place. So unless those go on clearance, probably not going to be pre-ordering and getting excited about that. That pre-order also for the Comic-Con exclusives disappeared super fast. The He-Man Skeletor 40th Masterverse with the die-cast weapons almost went as fast as Zeus. And I thought it was funny that it came with a cocaine ring. There used to be rings back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s where people would keep their cocaine and powdered drugs in, and you'd flip the top open, do a little snorty snort, clap it shut, and then you're good. And that's exactly what that reminded me of, so I thought it was kind of hysterical. But that sold out. And there's no way I was going to pay $80 for that, as well as the Jurassic Park. Why would I pay $80 for the same fucking T-Rex that we've had for so long now just to get a guy on the shitter? Like, hard pass. I'm guessing tomorrow maybe Super 7 will have something revealed. I'm just not really looking forward to much else. So everything that I was hoping to see, I got to see. And I'm looking forward to PowerCon. I hear it's in Ohio, so all my Ohio players, what? I hope you guys are there and get to see it. Send me some awesome pictures. If there is some kind of exclusive, I will hook you up, do whatever, so I can get those. I've never got a PowerCon exclusive. They're always way too expensive, and you have to pick them up in person, and then when they go online, they're like, thrice the price. No, I don't want to do that. I don't even know what they're going to do. In fact, last year, I think they had a Hordak or Horde Trooper and a Blackface Grizzlor, and then Fakor on his fake Battle Cat, and then the creature gate that goes to Castle Grayskull with the robot from Grayskull. Never got any of those. Never. They're way too expensive. They went straight to eBay. People don't even enjoy them. They just buy everything they can and go straight to eBay. So if anyone is going to that and wants to hook me up, I'd be super happy. And oh yeah, and I'll pay for it. Other than that, I think I am good and I am done with the exclusive. So that wraps up San Diego Comic-Con and my report. If anything does come up that's super awesome tomorrow, it's not worth another episode. You've already got three from me this week and probably tired of hearing me talking. I think that's it. So we'll call it a day. Be safe, stay sane, make your money, don't overbuy and don't overpay. And hopefully we could still keep some of our youth by collecting some of this wonderful shit.